The Australian Songwriters Conference is on again, June 10th to 14th at Eddalong Beach, just north of Sydney. Don't miss 4 days of essential skills and career development for music creators. Go to AustralianSongwritersConference.com for details. Songwriter Trist is all about connecting with like-minded people by building relationships with those who are on a similar mission, because when we work together, we are stronger and we have more fun. This is a bonus episode where we get to know other people in the industry and go into detail about other essential parts of what it takes to get the song from the songwriter's head to playing on your phone. Welcome to A Songwriter Truth with Lisa Butler from the Australia Songwriters Conference. How are you?
I'm very well, Ray. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming and joining us and telling us a little bit about the conference and yourself and where it all came from. And I want to know what sort of sparked this idea. Are you a songwriter, or what got you into starting up this conference? Because it's been going for quite a while now.
I was a songwriter, and I say was on purpose because I honestly haven't written a song in years. Occasionally I will get involved in a co-writer's session through ASC, but I really don't class myself as a songwriter anymore. It started back in 2006. I was writing songs for a number of years, had a little songwriting business with a songwriting partner who then became my life partner, and we had a child together, and who's now just turned 18. Back in 2006, my son was about 3, and I decided I wanted to get back into my songwriting again after having had a little break, being a new parent and everything. And I went online looking for some education. Where can I learn more about the craft of songwriting for myself and maybe get involved with other songwriters? And there really wasn't anything online back then, and anything that was like in a venue was in the capital city of Sydney or Melbourne, and which was hard for me living in a regional area and having to travel. At these workshops were at night, so you'd have to travel on the train as a woman on your own. It wasn't something that appealed to me at all. And then I came across an article by a top US songwriter who I know you've heard of, and probably many of your listeners have heard of, Jason Blum, who was, it was an article interview with him, and I was just so struck with how amazing this guy sounded. And I found out he was going to be teaching on the Texas Songwriters Cruise, which I don't think actually runs anymore, but back then it was. I ended up going to the US, first time out of the country by myself, first time to the US. Didn't know anyone, had no idea what I was doing, but I went to this conference and it was incredible. I met Jason, I spoke with him, came back to Australia, decided there was nothing here like that. There was no conferences there. There weren't even really any song camps back then. I decided I wanted to run something here for songwriters. And that's how the Australian Songwriters Conference started. I contacted Jason afterwards and said, look, I really want to do this. Would you come over and run the main sessions? And he said he'd love to. He'd never been here before. And that's where it all started. So the first conference was held in 2008 after about 18 months of initial planning, and it was incredible. So we decided to do it again and again, and Jason actually was the main seminar facilitator for the first three conferences, 2008 through 2010.
So he loved it then.
Absolutely loved it, and it gave him the opportunity to do a little bit more here in the Southern Hemisphere. He would go to New Zealand then and do some workshops there. And then I had a break for about 5 years. After 2010, I was burned out. The conference costs quite a bit of money. I had no sponsors, so we ran into a little bit of debt, which is pretty normal, obviously, for events, especially new events. And so I just burned out and needed a break. So I had about a five-year break, but constantly over that period, people would be emailing me and saying, when's the next conference? When's the next conference?
Yeah. So
I actually in 2015 made the decision to run another one, and our next conference then was in 2016. Mm-hmm. And then we've held one every 2 years since then. Now, obviously, 2020 was a write-off for all events, and and the ASC 2020 was postponed to this year. So very excited. We've been waiting 3 long years for this event. That's basically how it started and the point that the conference has got up to now. And, of course, it's ASC as an organisation has grown exponentially since then as well in other areas. But, yes, that's where the conference started. And these days our main seminar facilitator for 2016, 18 and again this year is Alan Roy Scott, another very well-known award-winning hit songwriter from the US. This year, of course, he's stuck in the US. We can't get him here. So he's going to be doing all his sessions via Zoom every day. So he'll do like a session each day, and then we have all of our other speakers are from Australia and they'll all be joining us at the actual venue, which is exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've had a few different amazing people over the years. Who's coming this year and who's been your favourite facilitator so far?
I suppose when it comes to speakers and mentors at the conference, one of my all-time favourite humans, let alone speakers, would have to be Diana Taurasian. Di Taurasian is a songwriter manager. She's probably the top songwriter manager in the country. She actually comes from a publishing background. She worked in publishing for about 30 years before opening her own writer management company. So she worked for all the big wig, all the big BMG, Sony, EMI. She's been with them all. And incredible talent that she is. These days as a writer manager, she manages DNA, the top pop rock songwriting production team in the country, along with some other wonderful writers that she's nurturing. And Di actually helped me get ASC started back in 2017 when I started preparing. I thought, how the hell am I going to get top songwriters involved, like to come to my event, an event they've never heard of that's brand new? What do I do? And as a songwriter, of course, I had my contact list and Di was on it. And I thought, well, I'll just go to the top.
Go straight to the top. Amazing.
So I contacted Di and actually went to see her at the time. She was still working at BMG. So I went to see her in the North Sydney offices, had a wonderful chat with her. She was incredible and she loved what I wanted to do. She loves songwriters. She doesn't work with artists, she works with songwriters. She helped me get the first few top speakers, people like Phil Buckle and Gary Pinto, and just incredible artists and songwriters to come in. And because of that, and because Di has been to the conference every single year and she loves what the ASC does, I haven't really had any trouble getting the speakers that I want to the conference each year. So that's been pretty fantastic. So, yes, I would have to say she is definitely my very favouritest person, ASC family member.
And who's coming this year that you're excited about?
Alan, of course, Alan Roy Scott. He'll be Zooming in every day to run his song surgery sessions, which are phenomenal, where he actually helps attendees to with like real live evaluation of their song, and in that moment will actually help them to make the song better. And it's incredible to watch that process. It's just amazing. And he'll also be running like a co-writer workshop, which runs for about 3 hours, and that's always all of the attendees love that. And a number of the other faculty members, speakers and mentors get involved with that and help the different groups along the way. DNA Songs, David and Anthony will be coming to speak about pop and rock co-writing and production. Amber Lawrence, I'm so excited we've got Amber coming this year. She's never been to the conference before. Of course, multi-award winning country singer-songwriter, recording artist, brilliant. And she also writes children's songs as well. So she's coming to speak about her songwriting process answer questions and so on. Di Terozian's coming to talk about writer management, and she'll actually be sharing the stage with Colleen Zulian, who is an artist manager. Colleen is from Melbourne. She's actually going to be in Western Australia at the time, so she'll Zoom in while Di's on the stage, and they'll be talking about management from the point of view of songwriting and songwriters and how that works and answer questions and so on. Di is also going to be involved with our song pitching sessions so that attendees can pitch songs directly to her, because she's always looking for amazing songs and amazing writers to work with. Matthew Don Levy, who's been involved in the music industry for like decades. Matt is with Cooking Vinyl Publishing these days, and he is going to be doing a talk on music publishing, which is always popular because songwriters, whether they're new or whether they're established songwriters, always have questions about publishing,
so
and the evolution, you know, of publishing means that there's always new stuff to learn. So he'll be running the session on publishing, and he's also going to be involved with the song pitching sessions. Our coming, of course, Nikki Tuckwell from Writer Services is coming to speak to attendees about APRA AMCOS services and things like royalties and distribution and licensing and all that sort of thing. Liz Rogers, who's a top solicitor with Brett Oaten Solicitors, who are one of the top music and entertainment solicitors, law companies in the country. She's actually coming in to do a talk on music law, which she'll be great. She'll be able to answer a lot of questions. And, yeah, we love having a music lawyer along for the ride, because there's always so many questions, legal matters with regard to music and the industry. Francesca De Valence, of course, from iHeart Songwriting Club. Francesca,
amazing.
I have never actually met Francesca face to face. We've talked on the phone, we've had email. I am so looking forward to her coming and presenting her workshop. She's doing a workshop, Getting Creatively Free, which is all about, you know, overcoming writer's blocks and barriers and all of that sort of thing. So that's going to be fantastic. And Kathy Prosser, she's going to be running a workshop seminar. Kathy is Australian, and she started with ASC at the very beginning. She came to the very first few conferences. She actually was a police officer when she first came to the conference in 2008.
Wow.
Didn't want to do that. She wanted to be a songwriter, and she wanted to write songs for kids and the environment. She wanted to combine those two passions, and, well, her three passions, songwriting, children and the environment. And she didn't quite know how to go about doing that. After the conference, she went away with what she had learned. She came back the next year. She was no longer a police officer. She was 52 weeks in advance with childcare centres and preschools running her children's show on the environment and using puppets, and she franchised it. And now she's in the US, and she's working with top universities over there, putting together musical theatre shows that involve science and the environment. And it's just blows my mind. Blows my mind. She's incredible. Kathy's actually going to be Zooming in this year. She's living in the US with her family, and she's going to be doing a whole session on kind of finding business models for your music, finding ways to create income streams with your music outside of the music industry. And that's going to be a really awesome session. I can't wait for that one. And Kathy's lovely. She's just amazing. So I'm very excited about that session. There'll be other workshops. Jack Negro from The Grove is going to run a production workshop in our on-site studio. We always have an on-site studio at the conference so that attendees can wander in and lay down some tracks and learn more about production and working with producers. But Jack actually does this amazing workshop where he teaches the attendees how to use their production programs that they've got on their computers at home to their best advantage and to make their songs sound great. Basically, demo production is a huge aspect of being a professional songwriter. And there's a big difference between a work demo and a demo that you would send out, that you would pitch. He teaches in this workshop how to make the most of your demo production at home on the programs that you're using. So that's an awesome session as well. There's others, of course, there's other sessions. And I encourage everyone to go to our website at AustralianSongwritersConference.com and check out all the information there about the conference and find out a bit more about what's going on. But, yeah, so
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's sounds amazing.
It is. It's, I love
it. All the things, like everything that you need to know, not just to be able to write a song, but how to, like, get the song heard. And I was like that person. I would write songs in my bedroom and no one ever heard them for 30 years. To take it and go, oh, actually, I think I want to share them now. It's great. You go to an open mic. You know, that was the first thing I did, really. And then you go to a retreat. But there is so much more. And it sounds like you've really covered it all. And like the lore and the production side of things, it's all stuff that for me as a songwriter was stuff that I found out, like, you need that first almost. Yes. And so many people, it's the last thing that they get into. And unfortunately in some events, that's the last thing that people get to when their song's already out and released and then they're having trouble because it wasn't set up properly.
That's right, exactly, you know. Exactly. And I think that's the big difference between the Australian Songwriters Conference and other events out there. ASC is not, it's not a song camp. We do have some songwriting sessions, but these days the people who come to the conference are more wanting to learn the business side of things. We do have hobbyists who attend the conference as well, and they love it, and they get to find co-writers to work with and all that sort of thing. Most of the people who come to the conference have been writing for a while. Mm. They already have the basic skills that they need as a songwriter to write a decent song. Yep. They want to get better at writing songs and they want to learn how to earn income from their songwriting. They want to make a career or at least more than a hobby out of what they're doing. And that's where the ASC steps in. Through the ASC as an organisation, we don't run open mics. It's all about career development, which is more than just learning how to write a song. It is about learn a huge part of it is networking, and you know, a lot of people go networking. But networking
relationships.
It's all about relationships. And one of my ASCers will say all the time, the thing that they hear from me is the music industry is all about relationships.
Yeah.
And building them. And the conference is a really great way to meet other songwriters, but also the industry professionals who come to the event. And because ASC is an intimate, very warm and supportive environment, it's so easy to walk up to a music professional who you haven't been able to get hold of because you can't, you don't have their email and they don't accept unsolicited material and all that sort of thing. It's so easy at the conference to walk up to them and say, hi, can I have a chat to you about whatever. And you've got to start somewhere when it comes to building relationships, because without those relationships in the industry, you're not going to get anywhere. No matter how good you are, those relationships, whether they're with other organisations or with a manager or whatever, you need those to move forward. So it's a really big aspect of the conference, and we encourage the networking at different times during the event and at the meal times and all that sort of thing. But also, I think, as you would probably know, as a songwriter and as a singer-songwriter, all you want to do is get your music out there or be on the stage playing your music, singing your songs for people.
Yeah.
And because that's because the songwriters are creative people. Mm. So that's, they're very right brained. And that's where, and that's great. But you also have to get your left brain kicking into gear, because if you want to move forward, you have to understand how the business works. You do need to understand things like what makes a demo a good demo that people will listen to, what aspects of publishing you have to understand if you're going to put your song on Spotify, or if you're going to send it out to people for them to listen to, or if you're going to put your song on YouTube. Or there are so many different aspects of the industry that we need to understand, like any business that we're going into. It is a business, and you need to understand it to make the most of it. Even things like, for singer-songwriters, how to build your fan base, which we're doing, we've got a workshop on. Anthony Snape, who I know, you know Anthony, don't you?
Yeah.
Anthony Snape is amazing. I've known Anthony for years, and he's coming back again this year to run a couple of workshops. One is for the singer-songwriters, which is the building your fan base, how to build your fan base as an indie as an indie artist. And the other one is on crowdfunding for your music project, which is going to be great for the singer-songwriters but also the songwriters, because music for a songwriter, a music project could be going into a studio and having your songs demoed properly if you can't sing, getting your singers in. All your music projects can be expensive if you can't do it yourself. Yeah. And learning how to crowdfund effectively and successfully is a big deal. And Anthony has crowdfunded several albums very effectively and very successfully. And so he's the perfect person to teach that. So these are all things that we need to know as songwriters and as artists, as music creators. And that's what ASC provides.
It's amazing. And honestly, I've been to quite a few songwriting retreats and camps, and I've done music business courses. And even in those, I've definitely learned a lot about copyright and the basics, but even just half the stuff you've talked about today has never been covered in any of these courses I've ever done. So I am so excited to be there and to learn from everyone and meet you and just feel like a part of a family of people that all love songwriting as much as I do, because it can be a lonely thing to do sometimes. Society, not everyone understands that creative passion and urge and desire that we all have to just make the music. It is a obsessive type of thing that I think we have.
And it's true. It can be a very solitary pursuit, especially if you're a non-performing songwriter. And one of the things, I think when I started the ASC, it was a conference. It was originally run every year and now it's run every 2 years. And back in 2018 conference, I thought, this is fantastic. I'm so excited to be running this again, but it's only every 2 years and I can't organize it any quicker than that. And but I also want ASC to provide more support for songwriters, not just once every 2 years, all the time, because it is quite solitary, and because I want to be able to bring songwriters, not just our ASC family together, but all songwriters in Australia and New Zealand. And so that's why we started the circles, the monthly songwriter circles.
Oh, I found you.
Is it? Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. That's right.
Came to a circle. The Melbourne one, but it was online. And so I was in Gold Coast. I was able to jump on and I was just like, this is amazing. This is what I want.
One thing that because we started with a Sydney circle, which was actually already an established songwriting group that had been running for about 10 years, but quite a number of the songwriters in that group had been to the ASC more than once. And so they had been under the umbrella of an international organisation, songwriter organisation based in the US. Yeah. And that was fine, except they didn't feel like they were getting all the benefits that they, because we're here and they're there.
Yeah.
And so they have at the time. And wonderful organisation, but it just wasn't giving them what they needed here as Australian songwriters. So they approached me to come under the ASC umbrella, and I had been to their group a few times and I loved what they do. It's structured. It's not an open mic. It's not a sort of informal get together and play a few songs together and have a bit of a powwow.
It's still fun, but
it's lots of fun, but it is structured, and I have workshops and speakers and song critique nights. And so I said yes straight away, and that was became our first circle, the ASC Sydney circle. And then from that, we started the ASC Melbourne circle, and they were both obviously being held in venues in Sydney and Melbourne, but COVID brought a lot of opportunities last year. And one of them for us was having the need to put those circles online because they couldn't meet in the physical space. And from that, then we found we had songwriters from all over the country coming to them because they could, to the online sessions, such as yourself. And so now we've decided, because it's getting to the point now where those two circles will be able to go back into venues soon, all being well, in the second half of this year. But we don't want all those songwriters who've been coming to the online circles to miss out. And we're actually launching at the conference this year, we're launching our ASC National Circle, which is going to be a completely online every month circle, so that everyone can still attend even if they don't have a circle in their area. And we've got new circles that will be opening up over the next 12 months as well, physical circles.
Brisbane, hopefully.
Yeah, Brisbane. we've been trying to get our Gosford circle, our Central Coast circle, open for a while. It does take a bit of time and energy, and we need a coordinator for each circle. Yeah, yep. But, you know, we're excited about the National Circle opening, launching at the conference this year. And that means that we're now, ASC is now able to offer that regular support and networking opportunity, creative outlet and education through the circles, which is fantastic. And then we opened the membership program because someone said, oh, it'd be great if these sessions could be put online for us to go back to. And I thought, well, yeah, why don't we start a membership program, and then we can have all sorts of resources. And we opened inside the membership program, and that's been going great. They get tutorials, and we've got just a little members podcast, and nothing like Songwriter, nothing that size. It's just for our members, but it helps them. And that's what ASC is all about. It's all about supporting music creators in their pursuit, you know, of their passion and their songwriting careers.
There is so much good stuff happening, and the fact that it's so accessible now for everyone through online, but also I'm one of those people, I have so much access to online stuff. There is so much to learn, but I just crave that in-person stuff as well. I'm so old school like that. I don't know if I could ever be one of those people that did an online degree or anything like that. I need to be face-to-face with people. But I love what you're doing. I'm so excited about this conference, and I'm just so amazed at you and being a mother, and I'm so inspired by the amount of work that you do along with having a full-time job. I don't even know how you do it all. I know you've got some support, but seriously, you're very inspirational. Thank you so much for the countless hours that you put into this to support the songwriting industry in Australia. It's incredible.
Oh, honey, that's a lovely thing to say. I don't feel very inspirational. I just feel very tired. I feel very tired all the time, and especially this time of the year. There's only a bit over a month to the conference, and it does take a good 12 months to organise it. I start organising from once this conference is finished, I will start looking to the next conference.
It's that sprint, isn't it?
It is.
All right, you better tell everyone where they can go, how much does it cost, what do we need to do to get there, how do we come? Because after everything you said, I want to come. I am coming, that's why we're talking. But tell everyone else how they can join us and everyone else that you've talked about at this conference.
Okay, I can do that for you. Okay, so the conference is being held from Thursday the 10th to Monday the 14th of June at Etalong Beach, which is in New South Wales. It's about an hour's drive north of Sydney. And you can find out more about the event, and you can register online for the event at AustralianSongwritersConference.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can just Google Australian Songwriters Conference and you'll find it.
I'll put the link in the description.
Absolutely. And once you get to the website, there's all sorts of different information there, but you'll find in the main menu there is a tab for Conference 2021. And if you just hover over that, it brings you a drop-down menu with all of the information, including a really comprehensive FAQ section. It'll tell you all about the different aspects of the conference. The actual event program has now been released, so you can see exactly what and how and when the conference, the program will run, and the registration form is there as well. And I'm excited because we've got a new venue this year. It was actually the first venue that the conference was held at. It's the Etalong Beach Mantra Resort, and incorporating Etalong Diggers, which is a club, and the conference centre is actually downstairs as part of the club. It's separate. It's a full-on conference centre, and we will take up all of it with our breakout rooms and our seminar room and all that sort of thing. Yeah, if you go to the website and look under Conference 2021, you'll find all the information there. And yeah, so there's a whole heap of benefits there, and your listeners can find out all about that at the website.
Done. This has to be the cheapest one as well, honestly. Like, it's such
pretty
good
for, you know, Thursday night. Everything kicks off from about 3 p.m. on the Thursday. That's when the registration desk opens at the conference, and then we have our little opening ceremony in the evening after dinner, and then we have a networking event I call the Founders Soiree. Mm-hmm. So we have drinks and nibbles, and usually a jam happens, and then all the actual conference activities kick off from 9 a.m. on Friday morning and go right through to lunchtime on Monday If you're flying in, you fly to Sydney Airport, either catch the train straight to Woi Woi and a cab, or you can get the airport shuttles, book an airport shuttle from Sydney Airport straight to the venue or to your accommodation. A lot of us stay at the Mantra because that's where it's being held. And most of the attendees stay there too. But there are other accommodations in Etalong Beach as well. It is a tourist destination and it is a long weekend. So I'm encouraging everyone, but the accommodation is going to become very scarce very soon, being a long weekend. So I do encourage people to get that organised quickly. But it's all very easy to get to. It's not in Sydney, but it's not hard to get to Etalong at all. And it's so beautiful. There are photos of it all on the website. It's such a beautiful place. Mm.
And well, I'm planning on road tripping it, so I'm hoping I can bring a few people with me.
Oh, lovely. You're going to drive all the way down from the Gold Coast?
I love a good road trip, if I'm honest. So,
well, I do too. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. It's a pretty drive too. It is a pretty drive.
It is,
drive.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. I'm looking forward to meeting you and giving you hopefully a non-COVID hug. But if it has to be a COVID hug, then it will be.
I don't even know what occurred even during COVID. I was that person that would go to give the hug with my arms out and then kind of was a barrier, like, oh, hang on a second, I'm not supposed to do this.
I'm the same. I'm a very huggy person. Yes. Yeah. The thing is, we've got, talking about COVID, I suppose it's important to note that the club has a COVID safety plan in place, and we have COVID safety plan in place for the conference itself. Hopefully we'll all be good and we'll be able to give each other a hug.
Yes, it'll be fine. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, getting in with some people and just like soaking in and just injecting songwriting stuff into my veins through networking with you guys is going to be awesome. Thank you so much for coming on here. And I feel like we could talk for hours on this conference, and I'm sure we will over a glass of wine at the conference. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that you think is important that we share before we finish up?
I think we've probably covered all the important stuff. I do highly recommend people go to the website and immerse yourselves in the website and the information that's there. Obviously, you can contact me. My contact details are on the website. If you have any questions, I'm very happy to answer any questions you might have and help in any way I can, because that's what ASC is all about.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on and sharing, and well done for all of this hard work that you've put in. I am so incredibly appreciative of what you've done, because it needs to be done in Australia. And, yeah, I'm just so excited to be partnering with you and to be down there and to just immerse myself and learn as much as I can from everyone. And hopefully I'll be bringing a car full of people with me as well, if I can find some road trip buddies to come with. But, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. It's been lovely speaking with you. I'm so looking forward to meeting you at the conference, and yeah, can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
This has been a bonus Friends with Songwriter Trist episode with Lisa Butler from the Australian Songwriters Conference. If you would like to become a friend or guest on the show, you can apply through our website. You can also learn more about all our guests and friends, and even support us by buying the team at Songwriter Trists a coffee on our homepage. It's www.songwritertrists.com. Wish I could scream or shout, but